Shalom chaverim.
Hello friends. We're entering our last day of this convention, but the first day of our new life. Let's settle down and enter our yeshivat chaverim.
Никогда не чувствовал такой ответственности.
Yesterday I felt such great responsibility before the friends, before our teacher, before the Creator.
Прошу тебя, соедини меня с этой точкой.
Asking him, connect me with that point, with that state, which never existed before. Such powerful, exalted state. Which the world Kli had reached, Bnei Baruch had reached. Connect me with that point and turn me into a channel. So it won't be me speaking, so that you will speak. So that you will talk to my friends.
Некоторое время назад, когда...
A while ago, when I was supposed to come here to the Congress, I was planning to come to the Arava, to the desert, but I couldn't. Disturbances came my way such that I couldn't overcome, and it felt like the end of the world was coming. I cursed the Creator. And at the same time, I was trying to justify Him. And during this time, He started sending me messengers, my friends. Audio, video, they simply poured them on me. Starting from the closest friends in my 10 who demanded from me in an uncompromising way to come to the Congress. Until the wise one with experience who allowed me to choose to make my own choice. Concern, messages of concern from the friends who brought me down to tears, and that changed everything. As if a hand came down and removed it all away. I wanted to tell you about it and elaborate, but from the moment my feet stepped in this place, all these sensations, all those emotions, well, they lost their value. I had such feelings, such emotions, that everything I had experienced before, it all drowned in the past, and now it's all worthless. I saw society, I saw friends, and the abundance simply poured out of them, abundance of love, joy, confidence. It was such a feeling that penetrated your heart and completely make you dissolve. You no longer exist. All you feel is your friends. This is a power that penetrates your heart deep inside. It's a pleasure given from the Creator. You cannot compare it to anything. But there is no need for you to fill yourself with it. You have to give it away. You have to pass it all to your friends. The friends show you such an example every second, every word the teacher is saying. which close on a painful place like a remedy. These are the most appropriate words to your state. I think that I've seen here the future society that Bala Sulam wrote of. It was born here yesterday, today, but it was born. L'chaim.
Buongiorno, amici.
Good morning, my friends.
Sono qua in una società.
I'm here in a society.
Si è presa cura di me da quando sono arrivato.
That cares for me from the moment I've come here.
Qua.
I don't lack a thing here.
Mi portano a casa in macchina.
Friends take me home in their cars. And they simply argue, who's going to take me home first? I don't even need to ask. I say home, immediately someone takes me. This jacket, it's not even mine. It wasn't mine, this jacket. Now it's mine.
Ho detto a un amico che mi piaceva la sua giacca e mi ha detto, adesso la devi tenere.
I told a friend, what a beautiful jacket you have. He immediately took it off and gave it to me. He said, that's it, it's yours. You have to keep it. If I stay for another 2 days in this society, I'll come here with pajamas.
Sono a casa, non hai bisogno di niente, ti senti protetto.
Because amongst the friends you feel like at home. You don't need a thing, you simply feel protected. For this reason, I am scared to go home.
Perché non ho un gruppo fisico a casa.
Because at home I don't have a physical group.
Qua sto invitando tutti gli amici.
Here, all the friends invite me every moment. All the friends want to come to Milano. There's work in Milano. You can come, be with me. You can see the morning lessons together. I invite everyone. I even invite the friends from Sicily, because I'm in Sicily in the summer. I invite them to come. This summer, many friends will come visit me from Sicily, so that I don't remain alone.
Perché gli amici sono quello che ti consente di sentirti a casa.
Because the friends are the thing that makes you feel at home. And when you feel at home, you have a connection with the Creator. Therefore, friends, I'm asking from everyone, from the Italians, from all the friends around the world, to make the maximum possible efforts to meet. To meet. We'll be together. We'll hug. This doesn't happen every day. It's difficult.
Andiamo a trovare gli amici.
Let's go and visit one another. Nechaim, friends.
Come on, people, gather round above this time and space. Come on, people, gather round. Gather round, the circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round, put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet.
חברים שלנו, אני לא יודע מה אני עושה פה בכלל.
My friends, what am I doing here anyway? And why was I asked to talk to our such great friends who came from all over the world with such great, strong demand? I'm so small. I can't do anything by myself. We have such a great Rav, and I cannot even talk. I can't do 99% of what you're saying. But he is so special. He's the only one in this world who has something to say. And we have to give him strength somehow. And our friends, every one of them is so special. Is drawn to the quality of bestowal, which is unclear, unexplained. It is above emotions, above flavors, above everything. This is our mutual goal. And we don't give our Rav enough strength. You're so special. Each one of you came from all kind of places and invest so much. I have this feeling of shame from you for not doing enough. I feel such emptiness. I have nothing to say. There's nothing I can do except for support you, give you strength, except for helping you. You are so special. Each and every one of you who came here is so, so special. Such gentle inclination that you're drawn to the greatest and only thing worthy in this whole of reality. That's it. I want to ask for your forgiveness for everything I do not do for you. And thank you for accepting me. Thank you for being my friends. I love you. Thank you so much. Let us succeed together. Let us all give strength to our love. There is this thing called itkalelut, inclusion. Every one of us can give some strength, a little piece, this fragment of inclusion. Together we can be so powerful, so great, like our Rav, like our teacher, who's directing us, leading us, connecting us to this eternal, great, holy, sacred thing. L'chaim, dear friends, L'chaim, Bnei Baruch.
Shalom, Rav. Shalom, friends. I am Tuso from South Africa. Many years ago, I was filled with a void that even though I was surrounded by a huge family, I could not feel. But it all led me to finding the wisdom of Kabbalah, finding the friends of which at the moment I cannot live without. I found a true covenant of love among the friends. A few days ago at the desert, I saw such huge, huge friends that you could practically see Gemar Tikkun written at their foreheads. I saw them just making themselves so small like zeros. And I ask myself, if these huge friends make themselves so little, what's less than zero? What's there? I felt such a great power there in the desert. I felt like you can take a knife and cut a piece and hold it off what was happening there. And all along I'm thinking, how can I take this back to Africa? How can I take this covenant of love that we have built back to Africa? I feel totally, totally filled with joy to be amongst these friends. I truly have no words to express what's in my heart. I wish there was a way where you could just feel what's happening inside. Words are not enough. Only when we do it together, friends. And I have this cry in my heart. I wish and I pray that the Creator will connect us even more. He will super glue us, correct our connections. When Rav is about to give us a lesson, I pray that each and every one of us hold this precious moment, the beautiful moment ever. We should forget about ourselves, forget about everything that we can think of. Just think of this covenant between us. Just think of praying for one another. Pray that the Creator reveal Himself in our connections. And I know we can do it. L'chaim, 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 Bnei Baruch.
There is just one way leading me back to you. No matter where I am, no matter what. just one way, but of course there is. Lost without you, I can't find my peace. You are the onset, and you are the end. You are what will be, and all that's ever been. You are my friend. You are my way, you are my shield, wherever I stay. You are the world, you are the goal, from the moment of birth till I reach my soul.
Здравствуй, моя любимая семья.
Hello, my beloved family. My brothers and sisters.
Я Юра из группы Торонто.
I'm Yura from the Toronto group.
из группы Торонто, потому что это меняет абсолютно все.
It's the Toronto group because that changes everything. The group, the Toronto group,
которой я обязан жизни.
Which I owe my life to.
Я хотел бы сказать буквально в двух словах, что произошло 11.5 лет тому назад.
I'd like to tell you in two words what happened 11 and a half years ago.
Дима Грациани из Торонто.
My brother, Dima Graziani of the Toronto group,
and I
sat in one of the gatherings of friends and promised each other. We looked at each other's eyes and we said, if I ever say that this is not for me, that I'm tired, that I have no forces, then you will take me and drag me by the feet. You will bring me on a stretcher and bring me into the center so that I will breathe the air that's here. And I will try to at least look at my brothers so that they embrace me with their thoughts and prayers, and everything will be okay. This happened 11 and a half years ago.
Полгода назад
Творец
дает такие мысли.
The Creator gives you such thoughts.
Когда слева и справа, и впереди, просто все черно, и ты не видишь, куда идти.
That on the left, on the right, and ahead, everything is black. You don't know where to go. And it seems to you that that's your thoughts. And it seems to you that that's correct.
И ты говоришь слова, которые никогда не думал, что скажешь в жизни.
And you say words that you never thought you'd ever say.
Даже страшных произнести.
It even scares me to repeat them.
Я оставил сообщение, что я оставляю группу.
I said the message to the group that I'm leaving them, that it's not for me, but I really love you.
В течение трех дней, которые произошли после этого,
for the next 3 days after that message,
я так благодарен Творцу, что он мне дал эту черную картину.
I had so much gratitude to the Creator for giving me that black dose, because 11 and a half years ago I promised a friend and he promised me that he will drag me on a stretcher to the center. And he called me and he said, I promised you. The group promised you.
И не важно, что ты говоришь.
And it doesn't matter what you say. We understand this is Pharaoh. We understand that he is running away from everything, from every place, when he feels that he's standing before the Creator. And therefore, I promised you. And now I, together with all of my friends in the Toronto group, are going to do all that is possible to keep the covenant of salt that we signed, the one that we promised in that time, specifically the time where you can't breathe, where you can't listen, you cannot hear, you can't do a thing. We are holding you. And you know what he did? He called the whole world. For the next 3 days,
я пообещал себе, что я буду читать и слушать то, что приходит ко
мне. I promised myself that I will read and hear all that will be sent to me. And thank God he gave me such an opportunity. I was sent messages from Israel, from Moscow. And they told me who I am for them. And the fact that they are not willing to let me go. I am not letting you go. We're not going to agree to let you go. You are part of us. And I can't let a part of me go. And therefore, I really love you. I love you so strongly, and I will be here another day, in 2 days from now, and 3 days from now. I will call, and I will talk, and I will write. I will do all that is necessary in order to bring back my beloved parts to me. You're holding by unto the hand. I'm telling you what they're saying. You're holding a check in your hand. This is the time to deposit it. Now is the time. The Creator is doing this to you now. It's time to call in the loan. These are your friends in the world. These are their friends in Toronto. Drop after drop, it managed to wash that filth. The disgust, this garbage that thinks of himself, that constantly thinks of him being right. And this gave me such joy that the friends care for you. I never thought it was like that. That it's so much so. My beloved,
я вас очень прошу.
I ask of you. I beg before you. Before we leave.
Это состояние, которое называется конгресс.
This state called convention.
Давайте поручимся хотя бы с одним товарищем.
Let's make a covenant, at least with one friend. Let's sign a covenant with him. That when it will be bad for me, you're not listening to me. You're not going to listen to what I say. You won't even look at me. You simply do what you promised. And you love me already. And I want the whole world to bring you back into our embrace, to connect that part of me that is beating and that desire and wants to be together. I love you very much. Thank you very much. L'chaim le'baruch.
רגעים שחולפים לי שוב, השמיים קרובים, חוט של חסד נמתח, וצריך לאזוז, ואסור להגיד מחר, מי יודע מתי בכלל, יום כמו זה יחזור, וצריך לאזוז, ואסור להגיד מחר, מי יודע מתי בכלל, יום כמו זה יחזור. זהו הזמן, רק לבקש, רק לבקש, רק לבקש, ובליבנו אז דבר שלב את אש. זהו הזמן, רק לבקש, רק לבקש, רק לבקש, וכל הטוב שבו בינינו יתממש. יש ימים נדירים, רגעים שחולפים בלי שוב, השמיים קרובים, של חסד נמתח, וצריך לאזוז, ואסור להגיד מחר, מי יודע מתי בכלל, יום כמו זה יחזור, וצריך לאזוז, ואסור להגיד מחר, מי יודע מתי בכלל, יום כמו זה יחזור. Shalom. Божий Бог.